This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. If you're with me yesterday morning, I opened up this topic of bearing grudges. When someone does or says something that really hurts you, you might think automatically, I'm never going to forgive them for what they've done. And if you hold a grudge, you're probably hurting yourself more than the other person. This is what the experts in this field say, and I want to continue having another look at this. Bearing a grudge. Is it wise to do that? Probably not. One psychologist I read said holding a grudge essentially means that you no longer trust that person and you're barring them from entry into your life. And I think that's a serious matter. Holding a grudge adds that extra level between you and that other person. How are you going to handle it? Now, sometimes grudges can be obsessive thoughts we like to stop, but we just can't seem to get out of that cycle. It takes hold of our thoughts, you know, day and night. Has that ever happened to you? Holding on to that much anger can be toxic. Can hurt you. So decide to try and let go of your anger as an act of self-love, and you might find it easier to do than you think. So do you want to have a sense of inner peace and stability? Well, holding onto a grudge disrupts that goal and can eat away at your own mental health, regardless of whatever the issue is. I think we've got this tendency in life to carry painful memories, resentment against people who've hurt us, mistakes that we or others have made, and even bitterness towards God. Now, that's an interesting thought. Do people hold a grudge against God? Yes, they do, because God, they say, could have done something about it. He didn't. Maybe God allowed something to happen, and you feel angry and resentful. This morning, let's take the Bible seriously, because Jesus said, I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You might dislike someone so much you feel they're an enemy, so you've got that grudge. And the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. And then the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 6 will actually stop you in your tracks, because Jesus said, if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. God actually tells us quite clearly, you've got to forgive, it's not negotiable. So to put it simply, Christians are not to bear grudges against others. Instead, they are to forgive those that have wronged them. In history, someone tried to get the founder of the American Red Cross, her name was Clara Barton, to remember and to talk about some terrible thing that had been done to her years earlier. And she said, I don't remember that it ever happened. She was pressed on the matter and said, no, I distinctly remember forgetting about it. It wasn't that she accidentally forgot or that she ignored it, didn't pretend. She made a choice to let go of what was done. No matter how long you nurse a grudge, it won't get better. Now, to forgive doesn't mean that we pretend everything's okay, that the offence never happened. Doesn't mean we deny that other person's responsibility for what they did. Forgiveness is not saying that the offence was right, but more importantly, it's giving it to God, because God knows what we need. Something that sometimes helps me is to remember that I have a really limited perspective on other people. I don't know their history or their relationships or the things that have scarred them. And so that limited perspective extends to me as well. So often we can't see where we're wrong, where we've hurt other people, and we need that same forgiveness they need. So I'm talking about limited perspectives on ourselves and others. And when it comes to perspectives, only God knows. Only He knows what needs to change in other people. And really, when you think about it, we've got enough to do in our own lives without trying to do God's work in other people too. Turning it over to God, that load lightens. Our hearts and minds are filled with peace. So here's the prescription. Pray. Pray at least once a day for that person. Now, your prayer might be a little bit rugged at first to start with, but once a day, pray for that person, and do that for 30 days until you no longer want that person to suffer. You'll be amazed at what God can do. So we should take those grudges right now, get rid of them. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning. This is such a complicated matter, but Lord, help me not to be a bearer of a grudge, however big or small. Replace it, Lord, with the spirit of forgiveness. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.